Weather changes are underway across eastern New York and western New England. We are looking ahead to the weekend, which looks rather nice. It may not be completely rain-free across the entire area, but for most of us, it's going to end up being a dry weekend. It'll still be rather warm, but the humidity won't be too bad. We are seeing that humidity change right now. After some oppressive humidity, that's moving out, and the humidity levels will be basically low to moderate coming up over the weekend. Will it be refreshing? Probably not quite that to that level, but we are going to see at least a little bit more pleasant feel to the weather coming up over the next couple of days. Now, as this change occurs, there have been a couple of showers around this afternoon. They're rather small in size, so many areas have remained dry this afternoon and will remain dry this evening, but I can't rule out still a passing shower in just a few towns coming up over the next few hours. And then tonight, with lower levels of humidity, it'll be a more pleasant night for sleeping. And when we talk about temperatures at night, the dew point basically is kind of the bottom limit to where the temperature can go. So when the dew points are lower, the temperature can drop further. So lows tonight will be in the upper 50s to low and mid 60s. So it'll be a little bit more comfortable for sleeping for sure. Well, as the showers dry up, we'll see partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. And heading into the day tomorrow, it'll look fairly nice. We'll see sunshine. We'll see temperatures up into the 80s tomorrow afternoon. So it's still quite warm, but the humidity won't be quite as bad. So it'll be a fairly kind of typical summer day. It'll still be hot enough, especially if you're out in the sun, that you definitely still want to stay hydrated, but at least we're not dealing with oppressive levels of humidity. Now, late tomorrow afternoon, there could be a shower or thunderstorm, mainly north and west of the capital region. So that's our rain chance. Later in the day tomorrow, north and west of Albany, and there may be a couple of showers into tomorrow night. Sunday looks nice. Bright, breezy, pleasant, not that humid, with temperatures in the neighborhood of the low 80s, so that's pretty nice for this time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, not as warm, and not as humid. Lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite warm, but less humid. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, not as warm and not as humid. Lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite warm, but not as humid. Maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, not as warm and not as humid, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite warm but less humid, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, not as warm and not as humid, low 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, quite warm, but less humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasant, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Monday, mostly sunny, warm, but not that humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.